Sir Robert Knox Johnston, thank you so much for sitting down with us on your boat and talking to us.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for coming out to the boat.
In 1969, you became the first man to sail nonstop, solo, around the world. And that voyage took about a year. So what sticks with you most about that experience?
I remember the finish very well. Very exciting coming back in after 312 days alone. Tremendous reception. And it was all very strange, really, because everyone's making a fuss of me, and it didn't seem, you know, what's this about? You know, I'm not used to this. This isn't me. This is a dream.
What was the most difficult part of being on that boat, just you and the elements, for nearly a year?
I think probably the most difficult part was setting out. You know, you're seeing the look on your mother's face, and she knows you might not come back. And you know it too, and you see her look, and that troubled me. But otherwise, you know, there's great occasions, there's bad occasions. There's time you're sitting on the boat and you see a really big Southern Ocean wave breaking. That's an 80-footer breaking at the top. You know it's coming over the boat. And you know if you stay on deck, you'll be washed off. So you either get down inside the boat or you climb the rigging, which is what I did because there wasn't time to get inside. But when you get in those conditions, I mean, that's the time you say, you know, what am I doing here? And you realize you should have asked yourself that question before you set out.
Well, I guess that leads to my next question. What compelled you to do that, that first one, that first time around the world? What compelled you to do that?
You know, I think inside everyone there is a desire to be the first to do something. It's not for the glory or anything like that. It's for personal satisfaction. And I realized that there was just one thing left to do in long-distance solo racing, and that was to go around the world without stopping. People had done it with one stop in Australia, but no one had done it the whole way. And it just grew on me, and I suddenly realized, you know, I've got a good boat. I think I've got to try that. I don't want to look at myself in the mirror when I'm 90 and say, you know, I should have tried that. I'd much rather turn around and say, hey, here was the opportunity, and I grabbed it.
How did you get started in sailing?
Well, when I joined the Merchant Navy at the age of 17 as an officer cadet, most of the training was actually done at sea in those days. We were taught to sail in it because we had to learn to sail, because in those days it was a requirement that we could sail a lifeboat if the ship sank. And, you know, so 10 years before, we'd been at war. I mean, it was, you know, we're still aware of the fact that we still had national service in Britain. You know, war was a possibility.
What year was this?
This was 57. You know, the ship could be sunk and we'll be taken to the lifeboats, and then what are we going to do? We have to sail to the nearest land.
Had you grown up on the water?
No, I hadn't. Grew up, well, near Liverpool during the war, and then London afterwards. But, you know, from the age of 8, I wanted to go to sea. I mean, that was it. An 8-year-old decided my life, really.
Now, Sir Robin Knox Johnston, you are in your mid-70s, and you've already accomplished an amazing amount, not least of which the groundbreaking solo trip around the world. What keeps you coming back into the water, and what keeps you racing competitively? You're about to go into another transatlantic sailing race.
I suppose in some ways sailing is my profession. But it's also my hobby. And I derive a huge amount of pleasure from just being at sea. But if you can then put into it the competitive thing that comes in, that adds spice to it. And, you know, I spend most of my time these days sending amateurs around the world. And I watch the pleasure these people are getting from this. And, you know, you can only watch that for so long before you think, it's time I went out again.
Well, Sir Robert Knox Johnston, thank you so much for sitting down and talking with us, and the best of luck on this race.
Thank you very much. Well, I've got a really good crew, so good boat, good crew, great competition. What more can you ask for?